Bess Harper wasn't having a good day. Normally, she loved being the owner of Harper's Auditorium. After all, there weren't many 11-year-old girls who had their very own museum, full of strange curiosities and fascinating things, from haunted dolls to two-headed taxidermy cats. Not only did Bess adore the place and everything in it, but she had successfully revived it too. She had recently discovered that there was a network of troll tunnels hidden under the ground, and that these tunnels contained railway tracks leading to magical gateways that took trains to other worlds. Bess had been fortunate enough to journey aboard the Train of Dark Wonders, and during her visit to the Land of Halloween Sweets, she'd obtained some new exhibits for the auditorium. Now, visitors flocked to ogle the spectacular fire whale in the lobby, to marvel at the minty mummy lurching up and down the corridors, and to examine the werewolf's fang. They were also eager to sample the pirate soup in the new cafe. Bess had even had to hire some additional staff to keep up with the demand, especially as she still had to attend school during the week. Today was Saturday, though, so Bess was able to spend the whole day at the museum. But things weren't going to plan. Earlier on, one of the visitors had been bitten when they tried to pick a whispering flower, and now she could hear screaming. This wasn't completely unheard of in the auditorium, but in this case, there was rather a lot of screaming, along with the thump of running feet. "What's going on?" Bess asked, opening her office door and poking her head out into the corridor. "It's the alligator!" a visitor yelled as he raced by. "It's escaped!" Bess started running at once, fighting against the fleeing crowd. When she reached the old ballroom, she saw that the door to Blizzard's tank was open, and the albino alligator was nowhere to be seen. He was very old now, and spent much of the day asleep, but it was close to his mealtime, so he'd probably gone off in search of food. She groaned aloud. One of the new staff members must have broken the golden rule and accidentally left the tank unlocked. Bess sprinted up the curved staircase to the supply cupboard to fetch his lead and muzzle, praying that she would be in time to prevent any of her visitors from being eaten. Due to the number of deadly, dangerous, and downright cursed things in the museum, she already had to pay out a large portion of the auditorium's income on insurance premiums. She wasn't about to see her exemplary safety record blemished. Not today. She raced from the ballroom and followed the sounds of mayhem, which quickly led her to Blizzard. As she'd expected, he was prowling the corridor, taking a snap at any passing ankle or small child that crossed his path. He might have been old, but he was still a vicious, cold-blooded, 3-meter-long killer of a beast, and even Bess felt a chill of fear when she got close to him. Fortunately, he hadn't yet seen her. She used her best tiptoeing skills to sneak up from behind, thanking her lucky stars that Blizzard was now almost entirely deaf. Her heart was beating painfully fast as she sprang forwards to slip the muzzle over his long snout. Blizzard snapped his jaws at her, but she tightened the muzzle in one fluid motion, then gave him a hard stare and said in her coldest tone, "No!" If anyone else had spoken to Blizzard this way, he probably would have attempted some type of murder. But with Bess, he just shuffled his feet in a shamefaced fashion and then allowed her to tug and coax him back to his tank. No sooner had she locked the door than there were more cries of alarm, this time from the cafe. Bess sighed as she pocketed the key. Now what? There was a squawk from one of the cobwebbed chandeliers overhead and a flurry of inky black wings as Jet, Bess's raven, swooped down to land on her shoulder.
"I don't know what you expect," the bird huffed. "This is what comes from having puppet chefs. He's probably set something on fire again. I do hope it's not one of the visitors. That would be a shame."
"Jet, please," Bess groaned, hurrying from the ballroom. "If you don't have anything constructive to add, then..."
"There's no need to snap at me, Elizabeth," Jet said in a snippy tone.
"It's only that I wish you wouldn't sound so gleeful when you talk about visitors being set on fire."
Bess panted as she ran down the corridor, past the map room, the taxidermy room, and the pressed trees room.
"I'm not gleeful. In fact, I don't much care for all this chaos. It upsets my digestion."
"You love chaos," Bess replied, rolling her eyes.